This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording from Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. We begin Chaf Hei Amud Beis 25b, the first section, the black text. So what is Rami Bar Amma really teaching us when he tells us, first you should flay and cut up the animal before you eat it? And the Gemara concludes, right, rather, Orach Arach Amashmalan. Right, that is actually, it's not a halachic issue. It really is an etiquette issue. Don't be a chazer. Right, you shouldn't be so meat hungry that you can't wait until you cut up the animal. Right, slice off its neck and start hopping at it. That's not okay. Be a mensch. Cut up the animal properly. Right, then you can lick your fingers and enjoy. Kidetanya, like we did, we'd learn in a braisa. Right, now the Gemara is going to give us some eating etiquette. You should not eat garlic and onion from the top, but from the leaves. Right? But if you did, you are a hungry, gluttonous eater. Similarly, the Gemara says, right? Don't swig down your cup of wine in one drink, right? In one swoop, one gulp. If you did, you are a, that's the, right, I guess the drinking equivalent of a glutton. Right, you're a chazerish drinker. Right, you don't just take a cup of wine and slap it down and drink it in one gulp. Right, Tana Rabbana, now the rabbis, they have a right formula for drinking wine. Ashosa kosa b'vasachas. If you drink your cup of wine in one gulp, you are a, right, whatever we got. This here, they say greedy drinker. I don't know what that means. But yeah, you're, right, you're probably from the root of swallow, but that's no good. Shnayim derech eretz, right? Two is proper. Shlosha migase aruch. You do it in three sips. You're like, you put out your pinky and you sip, 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 right? That's already, you're haughty, you're into whatever. That's an arrogant way to drink your wine. Their cups probably weren't that big, but what do I know? Ve'ama Rami Bar Amma, and Rami, I keep saying, right, Rami Bar Chama, I'm having a mental issue here, apologize. All right, Rami Bar Chama is the more often quoted person, so I'm having Freudian slip issues. But this is Rami Bar Abba. Chatsuva, okay, a chatsuva here they translate as a sea squill, plant from the lily family whose roots project deep into the ground. Okay, Bekata Raglehem de Rishia. It will literally cut off the feet of those who are evil, those who are Rushas. Okay. Netia. Right? Young trees just planted. Mekata Raglayam de Katsavya Udeboale Nidos. Right? That is gonna cut off the feet of butchers and those people who have relations with women when they are Nidas. Strange, yes, strange Gemara, but okay. Twermusa. All right, because those, again, you have the young root. The young root is going to cut off, right, essentially, you know, you couldn't wait for the tree to grow, you couldn't wait for the animal to be cut up and whatever, you couldn't wait for the woman to go to the mikvah. So that's the tree that's going to come and get you. Twermusa. Right, which is the famous Talmudic lupine. Mekata raglan de Sanayon shel Yisrael. Cuts off the feet of those who hate Israel. That's always a euphemism for the Jews who sin. Shenemar, as it says, Vayosifu bnei Yisrael asona rabbe ne Hashem. And they continue, the Jews, continue to do that which was bad in the eyes of Hashem. Vayabdu es ha-ba'alim es ha-shtura os vesa. Elohei Aram ves Elohei Tzidon ves Elohei Moab ves Elohei Bnei Amon ves Elohei Plishtim vayazvu at Hashem velo avaduhu. Okay, right, so that is a, right, that's not very good for the Jews. They are going to worship Baal and Ashtaroth, were old Canaanite gods, right? And the gods of Aram and Tzidon and the gods of Moab and the gods of Amon and the gods of the Plishtim. That's a lot of idolatry happening there. Vayazvu et Hashem, right? They will leave God, velo avadu, and they will not worship him. The Gemara asks the obvious question, and we'll finally get back to our lupine. Right? Mimashma shenemar vayazvu el Hashem. But the pasuk says they left God. Any yodeh shelo avadu. I don't know that they didn't worship God. They left God. They worshipped these idols. They were not worshiping God. Umatam velomar velo avadu. Right? What does the pasuk add? And they didn't worship God. It's pretty apparent, pretty clear. That's not what they were doing. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hafilu kedurmus hazeh, sheshoklan oso sheva pa'amim, ma'ochan oso b'kiluach suda, lo asa'uni b'nai. Right? Even, this is like a rebuke after a rebuke. Yeah, sure, they didn't worship me. And it's even worse, because what's the turmus, the lupine, very bitter. So you gotta shoklan, you gotta like soak it, 7 times before you can eat it, and you eat it at the end of the meal. Right? God says they wouldn't even, I beat them down once and twice and this and that. They never learned, right? Even after getting soaked, and they didn't even make me like the dessert after I tried to teach them the lesson. Not only didn't they worship me, right? Didn't they abandon me, but they didn't learn their lesson. So I guess stay away from the lupine. That's the moral of the story. I guess also idolatry is pretty bad. But that concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.